This is the VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel unleashed a wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip early Thursday, killing at least one Palestinian and wounding several others. The latest strikes came after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against U.S. pressure to wind down the offensive against Gaza's militant Hamas rulers, who fired thousands of rockets at Israel. Explosions shook Gaza City and orange flares lit up the sky, with airstrikes also reported in the center of town and the southern town. As the sun rose, residents surveyed the rubble from at least five family homes. There were also heavy airstrikes on a commercial thoroughfare in Gaza City. The Israeli military said it struck at least four homes of Hamas commanders, targeting military infrastructure as well as weapon storage units at the home of a Hamas fighter in Gaza City. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to persuade Israel to halt its military strikes in Gaza have plunged the U.S. president and Israeli prime minister into a difficult early test of their long relationship. The two have had other moments of tension over the years, especially when Biden was Barack Obama's vice president. And their current differences over the war in Gaza creates a challenge that Biden was trying to avoid. Early in Biden's term, foreign policy has taken a back seat. The European Union has put forward a plan it believes will help boost production and availability of COVID-19 vaccines more effectively than a proposed waiver of patent rights now backed by the United States. Under pressure from developing countries to agree to waiving intellectual property rights for vaccine and treatments, the EU's plan will focus on export restrictions.